My name is Dave Vipond. I farm near Manoman, Minnesota.
Tell us about this meeting here today. What is the purpose of it? I know we talked to you back in November as well, but just kind of the difference in some of the things that have been happening since then and why you gathered people here in Bijou and Ogama today.
Okay, I was really pleased with the turnout. We had a lot of people concerned about this, but the reason we set the meeting up was to make people aware of the authority rights for agriculture on and around the reservation. The tribe is claiming they have authority to regulate pesticides, fertilizers, water rights, all of those types of things on the reservation and on the outside in a five-mile buffer. And I've always operated my farm under Minnesota state laws and Minnesota state regulations. Most people that came to these meetings had no idea the tribe had or claimed to have any regulatory authority on their farms. And it's scary listening to what the Minnesota Department of Ag has to say about who has authority to regulate our farms.
So what are your biggest worries, biggest concerns with this lawsuit and your ability to do things on your farm? So I know the history, we've touched on that a little bit with the permit to put in irrigation. What are some of the things that you're really thinking about as you move forward with this?
As we've moved ahead with this, I found out that the biggest concern is not whether I can pump water or not. I've farmed for many years without irrigating any of these fields, so I can grow a crop. The concern is whether the tribe can decide whether I can apply fertilizers and pesticides on my farm. And according to the Minnesota Department of Ag official that spoke today, he's saying the tribe will go back and base the regulations on their environmental code. Their environmental code says they can enforce EPA codes, or that they can go back and ban or choose which pesticides are used on the reservation. And that's, I can't operate with that kind of uncertainty. I mean, my operation, if they decide one day that I can't use fertilizer or nitrogen, or that I can't use certain herbicides because I could contaminate the water, that's a level of uncertainty that no farm can operate under and be competitive in today's competitive farming environment.
So you talked a little bit about representation, and you do, you know, you've already mentioned that you comply with Minnesota rules and regulations. Talk a little bit about that and kind of your worry or concern with that.
As I said earlier, I've always based my farming practices on Minnesota permits, pesticide permit, applicator permits, those types of things. The tribe claims they have the authority to regulate me, but I have no voice in tribal government. So I've got people that are going to take me to court, which they are now. I've got no voice in their government at all. So it's regulation without representation.
All right. So then talk a little bit about H2 Land Stewards. This is an organization that website just launched today. It's new. What are some of the things that you guys are looking forward to with that coalition?
This has gotten much bigger than me and my case. It's really a case for everybody that farms on and around the reservation. The reservation encompasses about 822,000 acres. There's about 300,000 acres of farmland within that area. That's a lot of farms, a lot of farmers. H2 Land Stewards is an organization we formed to push back against tribal overreach and to find out who actually has regulations, actually who regulates us in our case, we would say it's the state of Minnesota. So H2 Land Stewards was formed to push back against tribal overreach and to encourage the state of Minnesota to step up and represent us the way they should.
All right. Anything else from these meetings, big takeaways that you want to make sure that we mention before we let you go?
All I would say is get involved. There's all kinds of issues right now with the tribes and the bills that were introduced in the state legislature to give the White Earth State Forest to the White Earth Tribe. If you're not for that, contact your legislature. The biggest thing we can do right now is flood them and let them know how we really feel about the state forest. Right now, we can all use it equally, whether you're tribal member or a non-tribal member. We all have access. As soon as that land is transferred, I question whether anybody that's not a tribal member will have access to a lot of the Whiter State Forest.